Councilwoman Martin is out of town, so you got the three of us, which I wish everybody was here because I'm realizing this is like an anniversary for us,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a year ago this meeting that we voted to separate from UPD and go our own route, which is proving to be better and better every day. So good job, everybody. Item 1.1, approval of the August 16th, 2018 HCC meeting minutes. Motion?
Move to approve the August 16th, 2018 Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Vote, David?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion passes. We good so far, Jackie? All right. I only do this once in a while, so I gotta make sure I follow the right protocol. Item 1.2, motion for review and outline of the finalization process to approve the minutes of May 22nd, 2019.
I'll make a motion to have the minutes of May 22, 2019 be prepared and distributed to each member of the Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area Board. The board will have 10 days to review the minutes and submit any changes to the secretary. If after 10 days there are no changes, the minutes will stand approved. If there are changes, the process will be followed until all changes are made and the board is in agreement.
I'll second.
Motion second. We'll call vote. Sherry?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The motion passes. Now we have item two, public hearing. Public hearing for Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area to discuss the adoption of the annual budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2019 and ending June 30th, 2020. Alan Ray, our fabulous finance director. Where is he?
He just walked out.
Somebody want to track down Alan? And we'll ad lib for a moment before he comes in. He probably forgot that we were doing this first.
There he is. Oh,
Alan, you're on. or the HCC budget. So I just reminded everybody this is our anniversary of when we voted to separate.
It's also my 43rd wedding
anniversary.
Oh my goodness. We're just chalking it up tonight. It's my daughter's 18th birthday tonight.
Okay. First of all, on the agenda today, we have an HCC meeting where we need to have a public hearing for our budget. Following that, we have a CDA meeting. Both of these budgets, even though they're separate organizations, are considered component units of our city budget. So although we have to have the separate city meeting for these two budgets, they are part of our overall city budget. The HCC budget this year is on, I think 267 is the page number in our city budget. The HCC is strictly a taxing authority where we receive taxes for our police entity. We are budgeting this year to receive $6.2 million. All of that is scheduled then to be transferred to the general fund to cover the costs of what we have for our police for the year. So that's the budget we have for HCC this year that we're asking you to do a public hearing on.
And just to clarify, that is not an increase in the rate. It is simply an increase due to our population growth.
That's true. Nothing changes.
So this is items on for public hearing. Do you have any public comments? Nobody?
Good evening. My name is Ken Adamson. I live in District 3. I'm a little bit concerned with the rate of growth in Harriman, population growth, especially the high-density housing at the north end. It seems like it's out of control considering the infrastructure that's not built in yet. There's not a Well, we have one east-west corridor of Bangor. Other than that, we're locked in here. So I would just ask you to consider maybe a year moratorium on high density housing while you discuss with amongst yourselves Salt Lake County Council, the Wasatch Association of Governments, to see how the county wants to grow. I don't think that Harriman needs to grow as fast as it is. I think the new police department, I don't know, it seems like maybe it was budgeted based on the state of Harriman a year ago or two ago, but with all this new high density housing, which creates a pressure cooker, people living above, below, and next to each other, you're probably gonna have some issues, a lot more issues than we had 2 years ago. So I just would like you to slow down. Thanks.
Thank you for those comments. We're not allowed to, well, I guess on this one's public hearing, we can discuss everything, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll close the
public. I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing.
Seeing none, we can have a motion to close the second.
I was just excited to make a motion.
Motion and a second.
I'll do it very often.
David?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So public hearing's closed. Discussion amongst the council. Go first. So I'll address Mr. Abson's concerns. I would say that everyone, including Councilman Smith, Councilwoman Martin, agree with you regarding the high-density housing. Everything that you see in that area was actually approved like 10 years ago. And it's all governed by master development agreements that were put in place at that time that we actually can't change. So that's a huge frustration to all of us. We're a relatively new council. Councilwoman Martin and I came in 2016. The other three came in last year. So we're definitely doing everything we can to mitigate a lot of those things. Our police force in-house has mitigated a lot of those concerns. Chief Carr gave a great report last meeting showing heat maps of where the problem areas are, and where the density is concentrated is definitely those hot spots that we see. In regards to the HCC, to give you kind of a brief history of where we're at, what we did, well, there's been a few different steps. So the HCC is a taxing district. We were previously part of SLAVISA, the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service area, that collected property taxes from Harriman, Riverton, and all of unincorporated Salt Lake County and put it in one big pool. That pool was governed by a 5-member board, 3 from Salt Lake County, 1 representative from Harriman, 1 representative from Riverton. So we never really had control of the money. They just handed it over to UPD and told us this is what you get. So over the past, 4 years now, it's my 4th year, and we started this. That was my first meeting as an elected official with Slavisa, and I said, this isn't good. We worked to separate that, create our own taxing district, so now we collect the taxes specifically to be used for law enforcement. We can't commingle it with other city functions, et cetera. So as our population increases, that money goes directly to law enforcement. So
in our community.
In our community, it stays right here. We make that decision a year ago, this meeting a year ago, because we were in control of the money, we gave notice to UPD at that time that we were not going to pay the bill that they were giving us for the services they told us they were gonna provide, we were gonna do it ourselves. And we've been able to do that. We went from, and correct me if I'm wrong in my numbers, I like to say we doubled our number of officers. I mean, like the count fluctuated a little bit. We had roughly 18 officers for the same amount of money that we're paying. We've doubled that to 36 plus support staff, plus all the extra stuff, our canine, SWAT, et cetera. It's been a huge difference. I got a text actually last night from a friend and resident. I'll read this to you. I think I think it really illustrates it. Sorry.
They're popular.
There you go. All points. I'll make sure I get the right one. Here it is. Okay. He says, quick story about the police, which we both know who drove that, right? Harriman really drove the changes that you're seeing. He says, my daughter was being stalked by some kid while she was on a date with another boy. This is last night. The stalker drove by her house when she got dropped off. Harriman PD already pulled the kid over for suspicious behavior, before we could even get to the phone. Think about this. Think about what other crimes never happen because of the better policing we have. Maybe this crime doesn't happen because the police are actually in the area policing, which we didn't have. And I went on to explain to him that we actually have a police force that's in our community. They work for us. They don't leave our boundaries unless there's a big event that they need our help, and they're actually policing the area. What we had before was kind of a response service. If something happened, they'd come out here from other areas. So we're seeing a huge difference as far as law enforcement. The high-density housing, we all agree with that. Some of the efforts that are going on regarding transportation, infrastructure, et cetera, it's a big focus for us as a council. I'm our representative for a group called the Southwest Mayor's Caucus. Riverton, Bluffdale, Harriman, South Jordan, West Jordan, and Copperton have banded together, and we're meeting on a regular basis to work towards better infrastructure in this area to try to work with the county. We're opening lines of communications with the county council and working towards all of those things. So those efforts are ongoing. We've got a study in the works right now. We've got funding from the county, Wasatch Front Regional Council, and each city's chipping in a little bit, $250,000 to do a comprehensive study of the southwest corner of the valley to analyze the growth patterns, analyze what has been done versus existing plans, the shortage of infrastructure, let alone what the infrastructure needs to be built up to do the things that they think they want to do.
Just to clarify, that's a $250,000 total for the study, not from each city, correct?
For the study, yes. So we're working on a lot of those things. So please stay engaged. Come and give us your opinions. Share the information with others that are out there. But we're trying to do a lot. Have anything to add?
I just you mentioned does the budget cover the growth on our police department? And the nice thing about having our own police department is that we can be intimately involved in making sure that happens. That Chief Carr is who we've entrusted to make sure that his department does cover that growth, and because we'll continue to see it. What you're seeing out by our cell, it's going to continue to happen because of what Jared just said. There are several other big chunks of land in our city that are going to see that, you know, some of this more dense housing because it's already been approved and entitled. So the only thing we can really do is continue to rely upon this team to make sure that growth is covered. And some of the growth comes with tax revenue that helps cover that. So we will continue to obviously to keep a good monitor on that to make sure that happens.
I'll just add one more monetary point because it's just a soapbox issue of mine is property taxes. Please, please look at your property taxes. The city receives almost nothing from actual property tax. It all goes to, the majority goes to the school district and then police, fire, and the county. There's a very small fraction that actually goes to the city, mosquito abatement, and a few little programs, but the majority is those things, the school district, police, fire, and the county. So the importance of having control of the money for our law enforcement and our community is paramount. So having the Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area taxing district where we control the money, every new house that's built, that money comes here, it goes to our department, it hires new cops to grow with us rather than that money going to a general pool and being, you know, spread out across the county. So I think we've been up and running since the end of September, I mean, I think it's a night and day difference from the force that we have, and as we grow, that will continue. So it's a bigger discussion than we've had on this item in a long time.
I think that's the most discussion we've ever had in this particular meeting.
Anything else from council? Questions?
Have we accomplished what we needed to accomplish, Alan, on this?
Motion.
Okay. Move to adjourn the Harriman City Safety Enforcement Area meeting.
Actually, we want to approval of our...
We already closed the public hearing. Do we need to do anything else? No. We just need to close our meeting? Okay. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Do we need a roll call? Everybody?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.